Secretary General Bond does have a particular interest in Millennium Goals number 4 and 5, which deal specifically with newborns and mothers who are in need around the world. That's where organizations such as Save the Children come into the story. We spoke with Mary Beth Powers, who is chief of Save the Children's Newborn and Child Survival Campaign.
Save the Children works in over 120 countries around the world, working alongside ministries of health and other health players to try and improve the health system's ability to reach mothers and children, particularly the poor, the more remote communities, those who are sort of off the beaten track and therefore are not getting the health care access that they need. And Ban Ki-moon's focus on Millennium Development Goals 4 for child survival and 5, which is about maternal survival, are really critical in getting the world focused on these important challenges that we know how to address. We just haven't done the job.
I know you're also particularly concerned about nutrition, and you would have to be with newborns. Let's talk a little bit about what you do specifically to make sure that children are well fed and well nourished, as well as the mothers.
Well, it's really critical how, you know, basically the first 1,000 days, which are, you know, from conception until age 2, how children are and their mothers are nourished and fed. A critical intervention is simply breastfeeding. If regular breastfeeding was done by mothers in all developing countries, we could reduce about 13% or over 1 million of the children who die every year, because breastfeeding in and of itself protects the child against infection as well as, you know, being the best nutrition for a baby. So we're very concerned about the focus on nutrition, which is part of Millennium Development Goal 1, actually, and the fact that Secretary of State Clinton and the Irish government are announcing some new initiatives to pay more attention to how we're performing on nutrition indicators around the world and really measure the reduction in child malnutrition around the world.
Well, as capable as Save the Children may be and other organizations, you can't do it all on your own. I'm sure you have to rely upon healthcare professionals in country, do you not?
Yes. One big part of Save the Children's campaign for Millennium Development Goals 4 and 5 is really training more health workers. And what we do is, you know, we train community members to serve as local health workers, diagnosing and treating the biggest killers of children, which are pneumonia and diarrhea. Many people don't actually know that. They sort of assume that there are bigger killers out there. But in most countries, pneumonia and diarrhea still take the majority of children's lives. And it's really important to train local people to recognize those diseases and treat them right on the spot. But we've also worked on training community midwives in countries like Afghanistan and Pakistan, where it's really important to have a woman from the community who's skilled at facilitating the delivery and can recognize complications and seek appropriate care for moms and newborns in those settings. So it's really important that ministries of health have enough health workers. We're about 4 million health workers short around the world, so we really need to train more health workers.
And if someone wanted to actually see the work you do and read more about the work you do, I understand that there's a website of a particular interest. I guess it's from the frontline workers. Tell us about that website.
Yes, yeah, Save the Children just in May created a website that's called goodgoes.org. So it's GOODGOES.org, where you can see where the good goes, actually. You can go on the front lines and follow community health workers in 5 different countries around the world and see the kind of work that they're doing, learn a little bit about their clients, basically the children whose lives they've saved. And you can also see some commercials and other videos that we have on the website as well that have been shot to help convince Americans and other people around the world that investing in health workers is really investing in our future.
Mary Beth Powers is chief of Save the Children's Newborn and Child Survival Campaign.